another DJ DNA production.
When we think of electricity, most of us recall back to a time in school where we learned about Benjamin Franklin, a metal key, and a kite. That year was 1752, but the existence of the Baghdad battery suggests the possibility of far more shocking scientific advances in the field, a mind-blowing 2,000 years earlier. Discovered in 1936 and thought to have been created in the Mesopotamian region, these clay pots contained galvanized iron nails wrapped with copper sheeting, and some archaeologists theorize that an acidic liquid was used to generate an electric current inside the jar. If correct, these artifacts would predate the currently accepted timeline for the invention of the electrochemical cell, attributed to Alexander Volta, by more than two millennia. Whether or not the artifacts were in fact used as batteries is highly contested by archaeologists. And what the resulting electrical current was used for is also a complete mystery, as we have no historical records from that time. Some people theorize that they might have been used for electroplating objects, but such evidence of their use for that purpose is yet to be found. What we do know, however, is that the batteries would actually work, at least in theory. At least twice, experiments were conducted to test replica constructions of the batteries, including once on the show Mythbusters. And both experiments showed that the batteries were indeed capable of producing electricity when filled with an acidic solution. But for now, the true purpose of these artifacts remains unknown.
The iron rod acts as the positive terminal in the battery, and the copper tube acts as the negative terminal. The battery quite clearly registers an electrical charge of approximately 1 volt. There are many various theories as to what this electrical supply could have been used for, from medicine to religion. Yet some question if it was used to generate power at all. The Baghdad battery seems to prove a remarkable theory, that people living thousands of years ago were able to generate small amounts of electricity. Yet when you look back at the astounding technical achievements from the ancient world, from the ancient Greeks, Romans, and Mesopotamians, many of their inventions seem remarkable and highly sophisticated. The ancients realized that it was possible to exploit natural forces in many ways, and even create automated machines. Many inventions were lost for thousands of years until they were reinvented in modern times. It is intriguing to imagine what other ancient discoveries are yet to be revealed. The Egyptians developed a model for a full-size flying machine.
It was incredible. The Egyptians had very sophisticated knowledge in other areas, so why not in aerodynamics as well?
Could the Egyptians have stumbled unwittingly into a brilliant design, never realizing its incredible aerodynamic properties?